It's meet and greet time. Would love to meet you. Today we have, this is the second time this week, a P1 listener from Nebraska. It is Jane on the line calling all the way from Nebraska and has been listening to this program for a while now, it appears. Jane, it is so great to talk to you. How are things in Nebraska?
Very, very good. Just fantastic.
I'm glad to hear that. How's the Runza?
Oh, they're good. They're unique to Nebraska.
We had a caller earlier this week who was because we were asking, like, what's something from Nebraska that we don't have here that's unique? And he said Runza, and we were telling him, we have a coworker who's from Nebraska, and one time we had like a potluck lunch, and he made a Runza. And it was very, very good. I thought it was very, very good. Yeah. And if you got them there in Nebraska, I'm sure they're delicious.
Yep. We're also the home of Kool-Aid.
Oh. Did not know that.
I didn't know that. The home of Kool-Aid. And you make it a point to say that, I guess.
Well, I don't really like it, but it's one of those things that we can brag about.
Yeah. Well, I think so.
Okay.
I can understand why.
What's your favorite color, Jane?
Orange or lime green.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Both are good. We used to.
I should say red, though, right? I should say red because of the Huskers.
Red's the best one.
You should. Are you we had the caller earlier in the week, and he grew up at a time that Nebraska, the Cornhuskers weren't very good, so he was an Oregon Ducks fan. Are you you're a Husker fan, I imagine?
Oh, absolutely. Football and volleyball. Doesn't get any better than that.
Good for you. Do you get to go to many games?
I've been to a few, but we do more watching on TV.
I gotcha. You know, B.B. Shea was asking you before we got on here that, and this really is interesting to me, you're a photographer, and it says here that you specialize in frozen bubbles. So what is that?
Yeah.
What is that exactly?
Okay, so you have to have three criteria. It's something you do in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have perfect sunlight, so I love sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have a very, very calm, no winds whatsoever. And then also you want to have temperatures probably around, I'd say, 15 to 25 degrees. You make a solution of dish soap and some water and some corn syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go out, and I've got this one specific post in our pasture. I put a little bit of snow on top of that if it hasn't already fallen from the sky. And then you dip your drinking straw, just a standard drinking straw that you get from a fast food place, into that solution and very gently blow a bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want the sun to be rising behind it. And then you take a photograph of that and you get the most amazing crystals and, oh God, they're pretty. And you get rainbow colors and it's amazing. But you might take 500 shots and get three good ones.
Biggie's looking at one.
This is amazing.
He's looking at them now online.
I never knew anything like this existed. These are gorgeous.
I mean, if you ever go on, so there's a really cool website or a group. It's called Nebraska Through the Lens. And if you go under my name, Jane Murray, you will see my frozen bubbles, which I'm going to brag about a little bit. I think they're pretty extraordinary. And I also love to take pictures of birds. We've got on our farm, we've got this big old cottonwood with a nest site. And for the past 5 years, we've had a pair of great horned owls that have laid eggs and had little ones. And I just finished taking a series of some very cool pictures of these little ones before they fledged, which means they've flown and left the nest and they've gone in all directions. So once the trees leaf out, you can't spot them anymore.
My goodness. This is a delightful conversation. And Biggie, I can tell.
I've found some of your pictures. I'm blown away by these.
They're very cool.
You're unbelievable. I mean, this is great that you do this. Did you find that? I mean, it says also, I know that B.B. Shea talked to you, that you worked in furniture and you were a labor and delivery nurse. Have you always been into photography, or did this just come after you retired?
No, it kind of started more just taking photographs of my grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
But after I retired, which would have been in 2022, I had more free time to do these things. And that's when I really started just doing my own thing. And everybody thinks I'm crazy because you get out when it's colder than heck. And I've got quite a costume that I wear, which is multiple layers to keep me warm. But I want to be out there for a long time. I mean, I might be out there for 45 minutes or maybe 7 minutes, depending on how cold it is.
Yeah.
You get that oh, just one more picture, just one more picture, because you never know what the next one's going to be like. And then your fingers have lost all feeling and you're cold. And it's like, I have to go in now.
Yes. That's right. I am just blown away by this.
Yeah, I mean, these pictures are unreal.
Here's something we never knew about. Yeah. And you do that. And you prefer it at sunrise, but you could you do it at sunset?
You could, but the geographical area that our farm is, I've got hills behind me. So on sunset, I don't have the hills, but sunrise, I've got this gorgeous pasture with lots of open space. So I get a really good area for I don't have things fighting it. I don't have trees and tractors and buildings getting in my way.
It's amazing. I'm just looking at it now. Biggie turned the screen to me. Everybody's seen it. It's just incredible. Give that website again so everybody can go look at it.
It's called Nebraska Through the Lens.
Nebraska Through the Lens. And your name is Jane Murray.
Correct. Yep. And you can see, like I said, I do a lot of different things, sunrises, birds, but the bubbles and the owls are my two specialties.
That's wonderful. I mean, you are a fascinating person, and just bringing that to us, it's really brightened our day in here, mm-hmm. I would say, today. Who's your favorite member of this program?
Oh, it's Biggie. It's got to be Biggie.
Jane, you're awful. You're awful. Why would you?
Well, I'm a fan of yours now, too. These are amazing.
Why would you ruin such a nice thing by saying Biggie? Good gracious. No, that's fantastic. And you've opened our eyes to something completely new that we never would have found before. So we got to thank you for that, Jane. Thank you.
All right. One more thing.
Yes.
Go Big Red.
Go Big Red. Yeah. There she is. And well, how did you discover this show? What, a few years ago, I guess?
My husband listened to it. He's a farmer, and so when he's out in the tractor or, you know, in the pickup heading for a parts run, he would listen to it. And he had me listen to it one time, and when I would be on my way to work, I had about a half an hour commute. I would catch you guys. And then, of course, it was so interesting that on my days off, I would have to make sure I had the radio going on in the house as well.
Well, what a compliment, wow. Jane. Yeah. That is so nice of you, and it's just a delight to meet you. And thank you for listening in Nebraska, and go Big Red.
Yeah, and if you ever get to Nebraska, let me know. I'll show you a good time.
Well, we definitely will. We'll be up with you at sunrise looking at these snow bubbles. Unbelievable that she's done that. Bubble photography.
This is really cool.
Frozen bubbles. There goes Jane from Nebraska. We really appreciate you being part of our meet and greet today, and thank you for listening all the way in Nebraska.
Man, I never knew something like that. I mean, I'm blown away by this. I really am.
I know.
They look large.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to be little.
I think they are little, but I bet she just zooms in. But I mean, some of these, she's right. Mm. She lines them up with the sunrise and then her, like the farmland in the background. I mean, this is like National Geographic stuff.
I know. The angle of it's incredible.
Yeah.
You see that? You never know who you're going to meet via our meet and greet. Mm. Very nice.
Now, next week, I'm sure we'll have one person like, I once took a giant dump in a Buc-ee's. You have anything else interesting?
I did it twice.